Hey guys, welcome to reality. This is my first video podcast. This is my first episode. Okay, there we go. We got that right. This is my first episode. And so basically we're going to be talking about how friends basically, like, come and go. And so I'm going to talk about my experiences with it and how you guys should handle it if it's happening, if you're in a toxic relationship, in a toxic friendship, or relationship, doesn't matter, I guess. but yeah, we're just gonna get started with my experiences with friends coming and going. So, basically, I had this friend. She wasn't that friend that was like, oh, like, we're best friends, like, forever, we're gonna grow up and, like, live together and then do this and this. Like, we were not that. We weren't like, oh, like, we didn't tell each other secrets and stuff. Like, we would just, like, hang out at school and then, like, have sleepovers and stuff. But, we became friends in second grade with this other girl. We were in this friend group with this other girl. This other girl was, I can't even find words to explain how bad she was. She was basically like so dramatic. She made everything a big issue, and so she was in our friend group, and she was with my friend group. She was in this friend group with my other friend, and we got like this friend group had so much drama, like I never cried. So a person, like, at least one person in the friend group cried, like, every week. It's usually the brat of the group, like, the drama starter. She would cry all the time. So, we have that. And this, like, it was, like, 2 days before the end of the school year. And me and this girl always played with this other girl that was in our friend group, and the drama maker. We always played with her because we didn't want her to make drama about, like, oh, blah, and then blah blah won't come play with me. Like, they won't talk to me at recess. Like, they're ignoring me. So, like, we're just like, okay, we'll deal with it. But like 2 days for the last day of school, we're like, okay, we're gonna tell her that we want to play alone today. And because I think, like, new drama started that day with her. And we're like, okay, we want to play alone today. We'll play with you tomorrow on the last day of school. We always played with you every single day through the school year. And she just started out bawling. So I was like, okay, you can go ahead and cry. I don't give a crap. Like, me in second grade be like, I don't care about you, boy. But she cried and then went and told the teacher, I think. And the teacher was like, what the heck is wrong with this kid? Like, the teacher even knew, like, okay, that's not an issue. So we basically had to play with her because she would follow us around that day. So we were like, okay, this is stupid. So we went to the teacher and told her about it. And then, somehow, I was being a drama queen when I was not the one who started the drama. It was the drama girl in the group. I was just like, no, sis, that's not happening. I'm literally the one out of the drama the most. How I'm the one being called the drama queen? And I was being called the drama queen by the drama queen, like, I don't think that's how it works, honey. So, we told the teacher about it, and she was like, okay, here, this clip, you guys are going to go sit in the, like, sit in this little circle, and whoever has the clip can speak and say what the problem is in the, like, what's an issue in the group. And then that's when she decides, like, oh, Emma's a drama queen, that's why we have so much issues. The drama queen said that to me, and I was just like, boo-boo, no. You're the drama queen. Do you not see that? Can you not blame it on other people? That's not how it works. So basically, we just, like, stopped that friendship there. And then going into third grade, me and the actual, like, okay friend. She was, like, the okay friend. We became friends, and the drama queen, she just found other friends, which, okay, I don't really care about her business. She can go ahead and find other friends. I don't give a crap. and so I would go over to her house quite a lot, and she was quite bossy. Like, super bossy. Like, she wouldn't, like, if I said, oh, can we go outside? Like, after we've been sitting on the computer for, like, hours. Like, oh, can we go outside and play on the swing set? Because she had a swing set then. And she had chickens. So I'm like, okay, can we go, like, do stuff outside? And she'd be like, no, we're gonna play Roblox. And I'm just like, we've been playing Roblox for the past 3 hours. Like, can we not? Can we just, like, go outside, please? Or, like, there was one computer, because, like, her computer broke or something. So, she'd be, have her turn, and then after, like, that round, because I think we played Fashion Frenzy. Like, after that round. It's called Fashion Frenzy then. Now it's called Fashion Famous. I don't give a crap. Okay. So, after that round, it was my turn. And then it was her turn. But when after her round is over, she would play, like, 5 more rounds. And I'd be like, it's my turn now. Can I have a turn? And then she'd be like, no, it's my computer. I can do what I want on it. I'm like, okay, then can we go outside then if you're not going to let me have a turn? But, nope, that didn't happen. And this friendship lasted till, like, 4th grade because... 4th grade, remember, we did not get in the same class. So we were kind of already apart then. and she, so basically, we got into this fight about something, like, really, really stupid. And then we just, like, pretty sure she stole my Fitbit because I lost it out of her house. And then she claimed never to find it. And then I saw her wear it to school like a year later. So I'm just like a stealer. But so basically we just ended that friendship and then we moved on from that. Like, we're not enemies basically, like, we're just like, okay, I was never friends with that person, like, we're just gonna forget that ever happened, like, okay. But now on to reality. You see what I did there? But now on to, like, what's happening now. Reality. Get the point. I have this friend. And we've been friends since 3rd grade. I had a lot of friends in 3rd grade, I guess. I don't know. But we were in this friend group. This girl is so annoying. Like, I can't. Like, she's, no. So we were in this friend group with her and this other girl, which is, like, the sweetest, like, friend you could ever ask for. And we're still good friends now. But in 4th grade, she moved away, which isn't too far away from where our school is, but she can't go to our school. I don't really understand that. But, so yeah, now me and this annoying girl, we're, like, friends still now. Like, 2 years passed and we're still friends. And we're still friends. Not really. Basically a toxic friendship because, like, I dread, like, going to school because of her. It's annoying. Like, I want to hang out with my other friends, like, my actual good friends. Sorry to say that, but it's true. And I want to hang out with my other friends, and she gets jealous and won't let me, and she's like, don't leave me for blah, blah. I'm just like, sis, I will. Like, I literally said, I will. And then she's like, what? I'm like, I will. And like, she thought it was a joke, but I wasn't being a joke. So, yeah, doesn't want me to have other friends. She gets jealous when I sit by different people. And so it's really, and she's so innocent because she, like, I hang out with my other friends at recess. And she basically, like, kind of follows us and hangs out with us, even though she has, like, other friends. Well, like, she didn't know what gay was. Like, she didn't know what a lesbian was. She, like, all these boys in our class were like, you're gay. I'm just like, or like, your mama gay. I'm just like, the stupid fifth grade boy stuff. Like, that's great. But that's, like, she didn't know what gay was. She was like, what are they talking about? So we had to tell her what gay was, and then she was like, oh, that's weird, when, like, me and my other friends are supporters. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna say this wrong, but LGBT, the blah blah, I can't say it because I don't know how to.
LGBTQ?
Oh, okay, thanks. So yeah, we are supporters of that, and she was just like, oh, that's weird. Why would you ever date your own gender? That's disgusting. I'm just like, okay, that's not okay. Like, we're supporters and we support them, so can you not be talking about that? Thanks. And then she was like telling people how she didn't believe in God, which was like, okay, good for you. No one cares. But then she would tell me, which my mom is kind of religious and stuff, so she would say, like, oh, why do you believe those stupid stories that are made up, and somebody made up that story, you're dumb for believing that. So I told my mom about it, and she was like, that's not okay. So she messaged this girl's mom about it, and then her mom's like, well, people have been bullying blah blah because she doesn't believe in God, which I'm always with this girl, and I haven't heard one person bully her, like, about this. Like, she does not even get bullied. Like, girl, why do you have to make everything about your daughter? That's not right. And so, yeah, I'm just like, okay, that's, and then when I go to school the next day, she's like, oh, you're not dumb. I'm just like, okay, cool, I don't care. So, it's quite annoying. Like, she's that, like, super, like, I'm gonna say toxic because that's what it is. Toxic friend relationship relationship status. What am I freaking saying? Friendship. It's basically a toxic friendship, and I'm gonna say it, and yeah. And that's, and she is, like, oh, really rich, and, like, she brags about it so much, I can't. Like, we were having a pool party at the country club, because we had a pool party instead of a end-of-the-year party. So, we were, like, at art, and the art teacher was like, oh, where are you guys going for the pool party? And we were like, oh, the country club. And she was very surprised, because she asked how many people were members there, and Riley was the this girl was the only one. And she was like, what, is it expensive or something? In that tone of voice. And the art teacher was like, yeah, it is. It's quite expensive, actually. Yeah, this girl, she literally brags about her house all the time. And I see where she gets it from, too. She gets it from her mom, because this one, like, fourth grade, we were on a field trip. I was sitting it was like lunch and we were on a field trip still. So I was sitting with this girl and her mom. And this, because there was not enough people, there was not enough room at the table with all the girls on it. So we were sitting on this little park bench by the tables. And we heard them over talking about who has the biggest house, which, like, sis, that's weird. But then her mom overheard the conversation, so did everybody else. She was like, oh, blah, blah, is not going to get into that. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, because you don't want your daughter to get into drama. That's nice. Like, that's good parenting over there. And then, like, a slight little pause. Like, she says, because she would win. And I'm just like, you do not say that. Bruh, you do not say that. You don't say that. And then, like, she brags so much about how, like, she has money. That's not okay. Like, to me, it's not okay. So, basically, my plan next year is to get rid of her. Like, she'll find new friends. I'll keep my actual good friends. I'm just gonna say that. I'll keep them, and she can go find other friends, which she probably will. I'm like, okay, that's a good plan. But then my mom gets a text from this girl's mom saying that she called the middle school that we're going to, like, a week after we chose our electives and our thing to turn them in, and told her that she called the middle school we were going to and changed all of this girl's electives to mine. I'm just like, sis, no. Like, I had, like, a bunch of things. Like, I knew she was going to be in my band class. Cool. I don't care. She was not going to go in choir or RMPE. So, I'm just like, great. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of her now. She's in all of my electives. So, and she would tell me, like, oh, don't leave me in middle school and go, like, hang out with blah, blah, and blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I will. Like, this is. So, basically, my plan, because it's summer right now. It's only, like, the second or third week, I don't remember, of summer. And I'm just going to try and, like, unfriend her. Like, it's on my bucket list. It's my summer 2019 bucket list. So, I'm going to try and do that. And we should be good. And if you are in a toxic relationship or friendship or any kind of, like, thing like that, you should probably tell other people about it so they can help you, like, figure out plans how to get rid of this person or these people or how to leave these people or person. So, that's my advice for that, because that kind of helped me get through that, and I'm still going through it. So, we should, like, I'll probably make podcasts, like, through the summer and through middle school, because, ugh. So, I'll probably update you guys on this relationship, this friendship between me and this girl. So, that's the end of the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and watch out for my new post that I'm going to be posting soon. So, bye, y'all.